cause I'm just living that you just wanna scream my name on and on cause I'm just living that life.
All these girls are like,
oh, can I get a picture?
And then they go online like,
just kidding, I hate you.
Quit me so quickly. There's no hope in you for me. No corner you could squeeze me. But I got all the time for you, love. The space between the tears we cry. Coming back for more. The space between the wicked lies we tell and hope to keep safe from the pain. But will I hold you again? These fickle, fuddled words confuse me. Like, will it rain today? Waste the hours with talking, talking. These twisted games we're playing. We're strange allies with warring hearts. What do wild-eyed beast you be? The space between.
Hey guys, just checking in to let you know that this is Tunes and Tones with Sydney, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hopefully you could hear that, and if not, I'll fix it at some point. But what I just played was Dave Matthews Band, and next up we have Toad the Wet Sprocket. So I'll be back in a few.
Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place where everything's better and everything's safe. Walk on the ocean. they smile just the same. Seem laid over, forgotten we can walk on the ocean.
Thank you. drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of days. Do what I say and I'll make you okay. And drive them away, the images stuck in your head. People, you've been before that you don't.
Once my lover, now my friend. What a cruel thing to pretend. What a cunning way to condescend. Once my lover, but now my friend. Oh, you creep up like the cloud, and you set my soul at ease. Then you let your love abound, and you bring me to my knees. Oh, it's evil, babe, the way you let your grace enrapture me.
To
Hey guys, I have a PSA for you. So I'm going to do the PSA and then I'll introduce my guest, who I think you'll all be excited to hear from. But first, let me do the PSA. Apple Jam Productions Club PSA. Do you like shoegaze more than the average person? Finally, we've got some good news for you. Apple Jam Productions is a student-run club devoted to booking live concerts, visual art publications, and other performances. They work with both local and national artists who are overlooked by the larger booking agencies on campus. Apple Jam also collects student art and poetry submissions for a yearly zine. You can follow them on Instagram at Apple Jam Productions to learn more and find out about upcoming shows. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just had a show for Apple Jam, actually, this past Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. And it was actually a SMFA, or a School of the Museum of Fine Arts student, who just released a new album. And she was really good. I hadn't heard of her before. Her name's Lily Piet. She's really good. You should check her out. But before I talk any more about any of that stuff with Apple Jam, I do have to introduce my guest. So everyone say hello to Emily.
Hello, WMFO.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's kind of a late night, but you always got to stick it out for Tunes and Tones.
It feels so much later than it actually is, actually. Like, I'm very tired. I was honestly ready to go to bed hours ago.
Mm-hmm. Especially in this, like, last part of the year, gearing up towards the end of it.
Yeah, it's actually kind of crazy that we're almost sophomores.
Yeah,
because it feels like we just got here. It's just crazy. Like, it went by really fast, and I don't know. It's just crazy. But we still have a lot more work to do. I have a bunch of work to finish up. Probably not later tonight, but maybe if I get a little second burst of energy, I will. And then definitely tomorrow. And tomorrow we actually have a fun fundraiser that we're going to.
Little outing.
Yeah, for my internship. So that should be fun. I'm trying to think of what else is going on. I just feel like there's something every single day, like now we're, until the end of the school year.
Yeah, the Tufts is gearing up for our Battle of the Bands tomorrow to see who's going to headline our Spring Fling event. So that's very exciting.
That will be exciting. I don't know if I'm going to go to that. It's not that I don't want to. It's just, you know,
timing.
I haven't been good about timing certain things this weekend, so. But I have faith that they'll choose very great openers for Spring Fling. I know some of the bands who are participating because they've played for Apple Jam before, and they're really good.
I have a feeling I know who you're going to be supporting.
Who do you think that is?
Saint Cecilia.
I actually don't know if they're...
They are. I saw the Instagram story.
Yeah.
Does this change things for you?
They're one of my favorite bands, if not my favorite student band at Tufts. Also, yes, Call From Earth.
Shouts out Saint Cecilia, yes. And Call From Earth
is
so good. Freshman band, freshman represent.
Every single time. They're just so good. Mm-hmm. And they're freshmen, so it's, like, cool because, like, we saw them, like, perform for the first time. We saw them form. It was really cool.
They just had a gig tonight.
They did so well. Mm-hmm. We watched on Instagram live. Not together.
Live.
Not together. We were trying to, or I was trying to do some work. At least, were you doing work?
Yes.
Okay, so we were both doing work in our dorms, but
my respective dorms.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know who else is playing at that I know.
I think that's all you need to know.
Children Laughing and Playing. No, I don't think they are.
I don't know.
Citric?
Maybe Citric.
I wouldn't Citric's put it past really them. Good, except I don't think they've played for Apple Jam since like last semester, beginning mm-hmm. of last semester. It's been a minute. But they're really good. I don't know. There's a lot of very talented people at Tufts, which is really cool. Yeah. I don't know. Anything else happening soon? Nothing that I can think of.
No big announcements besides that.
Yeah, I'm so nervous for finals already.
Oh, the eclipse.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so literally excited for the eclipse.
I forgot about that. I don't have eclipse glasses though, so I'm just gonna...
Which is why she's going to watch it with me. Because yeah. I have eclipse glasses.
I love that.
Set of three.
Oh my gosh.
Perfectly prepared.
Perf. Yeah, and I don't have German class.
Very nice.
So, or I still have my German conversation hour, but yeah, not my actual class, so I'll be able to chill. And the weather's supposed to get nicer this mm-hmm. week. Because the weather on, what was it,
disgusting.
Thursday? Oh my gosh. It was actually just tragic, and it was treacherous, and I was sliding down the hill, and I was getting pelted with, like, sleet and ice. It
and
was the worst.
Snow, too, like...
And the
it really
snow
couldn't decide
was
what
like
it wanted
clinging
to be.
Too.
Yes.
It
I got
was
back
like
to my
thick.
Room and I looked like I had been in a freezer for a really long time.
Yeah. That was crazy weather, but that's New England for you.
Yes.
Also, the earthquake, I didn't feel it.
I did not.
Someone said they felt, or multiple people said they felt it here, and I was
on
like,
campus.
I
maybe I was too far up.
I honestly think I was asleep.
In the sturdy, sturdy building of Carmichael.
I was in and out of sleep because that's what I do on Fridays. Was that Friday?
I don't remember.
I think it was Friday. Yeah. I don't know. But I'm honestly just kind of... I don't want this year to end because I don't want to grow up. But I also am kind of ready to... I'm ready for summer. I'm ready for nice weather. I'm ready to go on hikes. Because I haven't gone on a hike since, like, January.
Wow.
Or maybe... No, it wasn't December. It was January. And that's a long time for me, so...
What constitutes a hike versus a walk for you?
A hike is in the mountains. Yeah, a hike is in the mountains. Any mountains.
Any mountain.
Yeah. And a walk is just like flat. I don't know. Like a hill, I guess, could okay. be a walk, not a hike. Like if it's a hike, like I need to be like climbing. Like if...
Like on a rock?
Yeah, if
like
I'm...
Like a rock scramble?
Not necessarily. It's more what I mean is like I have to have at least one scenario where I have to like cross a stream and like hold on to a tree to try to get higher up or something, and I feel like that's a hike because I'm more like that's more of like a full body thing, you know what I mean? Not it doesn't have to be the whole time, but
yeah.
I also don't want to just like walk in a straight line because I hate that. I hate treadmills. I think they're stupid.
That's a hot take.
I know, but like I can't stand them. Like just walk outside, you know what I mean? Like I hate just walking and staring at the same things. I get really bored really quickly. I don't know. Even sometimes like a little nature walk, like if you do like a bike path. I don't know. Do you have the Empire State Trail near you?
It's a great question. We call our trails like silly little names, so I'm not sure.
Well, we have one of those where I live, and then that one's like fine, but it's, I don't know, it's like walking by houses mostly, so it's not really.
Oh, I hate that. Mm, no, we have like this really good one. I like is the reservoir walk, and you literally just walk around the reservoir, which is the water supply for New York City, and it's just very beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of nice spots though. It's just that one path I was talking about is like closest to my house, kind of. So it's, you know.
Yeah, we were like a rail trail, like decommissioned railway.
That's
cool.
Which
is very fun. We have a lot of those.
I want that. We don't have that where I live.
Come upstate.
Actually, we definitely do, and I just haven't gone. I'm such a liar. Anyway, any parting words before we get back? Actually, what we just listened to is Fiona Apple. I have not spoken about the music at all. Next up, we have No Doubt, Weezer, Sublime, Red Hot Chili Peppers, etc., etc. We'll see what I'm able to play. Because I feel like every time I list people off, I end up like playing the opposite or just not playing them.
So strap in and stay for the end of our show.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Very interesting.
It'll pick up.
Very
don't
fun.
Worry. It'll be less depressing. I didn't mean for those to be the first songs I played. Except I did because I sorted them that way, but you know what I mean, you know what I mean. So anyway, without further ado, we have what was I gonna say? Oh my gosh, No Doubt. We have No Doubt with Just a Girl.
Definitely evil. sudden shift. Mm-hmm. My girl, you got a relationship. Oh, and my girl.
Take a dip from me. Rally's on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me, la la la, me, while everybody right into the rhythm it gets higher.
other place. Guitar, she's suddenly beautiful. And we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful.
love the life you kill. The priest is on the throne. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can change. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide? Slide. And I'll do anything you ever dreamed to be complete. Little pieces of nothing that fall. Oh, man. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are.
Okay, I still have one more song for you guys, but I just wanted to come on and say that this is Sydney on Tunes and Tones, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you've enjoyed the music selection for today. It was kind of hard for me to come up with something to play, or just kind of an overall theme to kind of figure out what I was going to play. So I just went with what I knew, and that's 90s. But I think next time I'll probably do something. I'll do more recent stuff, most definitely. And if not more recent, at least, like, not this. Not that it's bad. It's obviously not bad if I'm playing it. But, yeah. So we just wanted to come on and say goodbye. Emily, would you like to say a few words?
Loving the chair noises.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's all for me tonight. Just good night, WMFO. Thanks for tuning into Tunes and Tones. DJ Sid always kills it.
That's very generous.
It's just accurate.
I don't know about that. But, you know, I try.
The fans know.
The fans. The real ones.
The real fans.
The weekly listeners.
Shouts out to you.
Yeah. So, I'm going to play the last song. I don't think anyone's going to be coming too soon after, but... whatever.
But stay tuned in for the potential following DJ.
Yeah. He plays some cool stuff. But the last song I have for you today is a Foo Fighters song, because it wouldn't be Tunes and Tones or a 90s edition of Tunes and Tones without Foo Fighters. So I'm gonna just go ahead and let them play. And I will see y'all next week. Or I guess you will hear me next week. All right.